Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
It's been the year of working from home for many people, or at least many hoped it would be. Last week we heard warnings from the HR industry that we should all be better prepared to work from home when extreme weather makes travel more dangerous. Icy roads, for example, and we saw that over the last couple of weeks. And the Central Statistics Office has new figures this week. The number of people working remotely has more than trebled since the pandemic started, while people are working half an hour less per week. Just over 7% of workers were based at home in 2019. Compare that to autumn of this year, and it's at 22% who are based at home. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell has been asking people in Cork this morning how they feel about working from home and whether they'd like more of it.
Have you had the ability to work from home at all in the last year or two?
None whatsoever. No.
Are you jealous of people who do?
Not one bit.
Why is that?
As I got out of the house every day and I got to see something different. It's like a little prison camp.
I suppose some people are saying productivity levels have gone up.
Some people, I suppose, depending on what you're doing, I suppose a lot of people, they would, the productivity would go up because they're not travelling in and out. There's no distraction. The only time I can't get to work is if I get snowed in. Other than that, in the door.
You having the separation between home and work.
Why do you?
Yeah, yeah.
There's enough to do at home in the evening besides him bringing work home in the afternoon, during the morning. In all fairness, like, gee, first you actually go home to relax, you don't go home to work.
I've agreed 2 days a week and I go into the office the other 3 days.
And do you notice productivity is up or down?
Up most of the time. Yeah, except on Fridays, but Fridays I work at home. Quality of life is up. There's no pressures of trying to get into work with all the traffic. And
was it ever an option before COVID?
We never even thought about
it. Never thought about it?
Never thought about it. So it's a good thing to come out of COVID, definitely.
It's amazing, isn't it, how it took something like COVID for us to realise you could have this flexibility.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. It gave employees kind of more power about, or more rights about what to ask for.
For example, in the cold snap last week, it means that people will still work if they can't get into the office.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Like, we've started kind of turning our office paperless, so we're doing everything kind of online now, whereas before we'd have to go in and get files and stuff, so you can just access your work. Joe, if you can't go into work someday, you can still access it and do it.
I'd say it's probably all right in some sense, Brian, but I mean, I suppose people need to get out of the house as well, you know. So it suits a lot of some people that, you know, whatever as regards kids, looking after kids and that. Like, well, if you can trust your staff, you should be happy enough to, if they're working for you, you should be happy enough to know whatever suits them a bit as well, you know. You have to bit of give and take, right? There's talks of bringing in the 4 day week there, like, so it seems to be working with a good few companies. So, like, why can't the Irish do it?
I'm working from home, yeah.
How do you find it?
I actually don't mind it. I actually like it, to be fair. It's a good balance for me. Like, I go into the office like twice a week.
Are you working more or less, do you think?
I think you work more, definitely. But I don't think that younger people will want to go back to the 5 days a week. I don't think it's sustainable in the long run.
That's Brian O'Connell there talking to people in Cork this morning about working from home. I know that wasn't a scientific poll, but most of the men want to get out of the house, one describing it as a prison camp. Notice he didn't give us his name. And the women are happy to be at home. That's really interesting. We were talking earlier on about the Climate Action Plan, and some of these messages that we've had on that are connected to working from home, because this listener lives in Tip and works in Cork. I drive. The earliest train gets to Cork at 9:20, which is a bit late for work. Come on, like, says Mick. 9:20 in this day and age. Maybe he doesn't have the option of working from home. And just on that car journeys issue, this listener travels 90 kilometres a day to take their son to the closest non-denominational school. Sort schools out and we will travel less. I'm sure you'll be very glad to travel less than 90 kilometres a day on the school run. Let us know what you think about working from home. Does it work for you? Do you really want to get out of the house? As a lot of those people who spoke to Brian said, 51551 is the text number, or you can email todaycb@rte.ie. Dieran Garrahy will be here next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.